Yes, the time has gone 12 minutes to 5, and we have on the line Maulana Dawood. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, Sama, I hope you're doing well. Here in Johannesburg, we're having some cold and some wet weather this morning. Sulaiman put it very beautiful. He said that, you know, this is the Cape Town weather that we're experiencing now here in Johannesburg.
Yes, our beloved Honorable Maulana Saab, we get the weekend barakat and we take it back to Gauteng. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, Ma, you can continue, inshallah.
Jazakumullah. Bismillah, salatu wassalam ala Rasulullah. Yes, dear listeners, no matter how cold it's feeling in the morning, as well as the evening, but still, Radio Islam makes it warm. The talk is heart to heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all warmth within our hearts, inshallah. As yesterday, I asked the question, how the Quran survived those 70 dark years in Soviet Russia. It's very interesting to sit by our scholars and to study that, so that we can reflect that in our lives itself. We're on our honorable Sheikh, Zulfikar Naqshbandi, he narrates once in the Bayan, when he went himself with his Jama'ah during Ramadan to visit the places like Bukhara, Samarkand, Tashkent. He was convinced that for Taraweeh, only the short surahs would be recited. But he was moved and he was amazed that the masajid was celebrating the Quran's miracle. They would complete 3 full Quran khatams for Taraweeh in every masjid, and all the masajid were full to capacity. There's been a recent complete competition of 14,000 kufars of Uzbek that registered. So subhanallah, this is the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding the Quran. That this Quran, subhanallah, it will be alive at all times. Read as much of the Quran as is easy for you, said Allah Ta'ala in the Quran. Because the Holy Quran is a guiding manual for one's life. It is water of life for all of mankind. And Allah Azza wa Jal sent the Quran to guide us, to discover ourselves, then to discover His power in us. This Quran talks to us. It talks to our eyes when we scan its letters. The Quran is a dialogue of the heart. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Allah is encouraging us that, yes, it's a dialogue of the heart. So we make this Ramadan count. What about after Ramadan? While the buzz is there, we see in every home, either mama, dadima, nanima, is reciting portions of the Quran. Oh Allah, let that ripple effect come to my heart also. العودة إلى القرآن. When is my time for me to come back to this Quran? Let it be passed on to our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones, inshallah, to remember Allah Azza wa Jal constantly by virtue of opening up that Quran. How many people we find, may Allah give us all guidance to the barakat of this great month of Ramadan, that we study so many books but the Quran. We read novels upon novels but the Quran. We prepare to sit with Harry Potter part 1 to 5, but the Quran. We buy advanced 12-month magazines, but the Quran. We make time for everything else, but the Quran. We sacrifice our time for blah, 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 but the Quran. Yet, our pious people, devoted ones, they make this dua, Allahumma ja'alil Quran lana fi dunya karina. Oh Allah, let this Quran be part of us. وَفِي الْقَبْرِ مُونِسَ Oh Allah, let this Quran be, when I'm putting the cover, let the Quran be my friend and my torch in that cover. وَعَلَى الصِّرَاطِ نُورًا Let the Quran be a light for me on the sirat, on the straight path, on the path that's going to be between my cover and Jannat. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَ الشَّافِئَ Oh Allah, let this Quran intercede for me. Let it bail me out of all my worries, Yawmul Qiyamah. my beloved listeners to Radio Islam, the deeds most loved by Allah Azza wa Jal are those done regularly, even if they are small. How can I take this Quran not only in Ramadan, but out of Ramadan? Well, it's possible. Read a little of the Quran every day. You just need to read at least 18 verses of the Quran per day to finish the whole Quran within the year, from the last day of Ramadan till the very next first day of Ramadan. In that way doing, you will always find your heart polished with the nur of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today with technology, you can even upload your Quran onto your iPod, on your Bluetooth, on your MP3 player, and with a recitation by your favorite of choice, who you find as inspirational, and listen to it every day. Yes, by just listening to the Quran also, it brings inside you such a fulfillment that you cannot buy. Why not also make that intention, Ya Allah? There are so many needy students, poor students, throughout our community, in our greater community, throughout Africa itself, who is learning and by heart in the Quran at an institute. Make a charity, sponsor that child. Sponsor that child. And such charity, it will give you an emotional connection to that recipient of yours. And it will help you, your loved ones, in being connected to the blessings that Allah has provided you. This Quran has that power, my dear listener. Ramadan has the potential to reset our spiritual compass and to give our lives a renewed direction. So create a list of ways that you would wish to improve your life spiritually and in other ways. Various studies have shown the link between having a goal, writing that goal down, and telling others of the goal and the success in actual attainment of that goal. You can make it, my dear listener. Subhanallah. It's all about maintaining the Quran. All of us would love to maintain our standards of ibadat after Ramadan. And it's difficult to maintain the willpower, the strength, the motivation to keep going on a higher level when Ramadan is over. Because during Ramadan, everyone is fasting, everyone is going for Taraweeh, everyone is trying to be a better Muslim. But after Ramadan, life outside the gym, outside the masjid, it's fast and furious and at a hectic pace. That we're so far sucked back into all the important things that need to take priority over our spiritual well-being. And how can we break that cycle? Because Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran that we need to always be connected to Allah until we leave this world. It's all about intention, looking forward to the next Ramadan by setting this goal. Let it not be Ramadan has come and gone, but the Quran has also just left our homes. No. Keep that Quran alive. We have no excuse. We can create a change. Our inner selves, it longs for change. Ramadan begs of us for that change. So picture yourself reading Quran and reading through the Quran like one is drifting through the top of a vast ocean. An ocean of knowledge, Bahrul Ulum, with the knowledge evidently it's made clear for us to see as the ocean's water, subhanAllah, it tells us there is water, and so we come to realize that we are only at the surface of it. There's a huge, deep ocean beneath. The more we keep exploring that deep ocean, sitting in the company of scholars of tafsir, listening in the Taraweeh, our alim giving us 5 minutes synopsis or 10 minutes synopsis of the tafsir of the Quran, the more we keep discovering and discovering, subhanAllah, the deep ocean and its vastness. Let the Quran no longer just be a book which we use to be placed on top of our shelves to be admired from a distance, but let the Quran be life. Subhanallah. May Allah give us all guidance, inshallah. Just remember, my dear listener, when you read the Quran, you're interacting with Allah. Allah is talking to you. So pay attention, inshallah. Wa ma tawfiq illa billah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, Ramadan is the month of the Quran, and you'll find that in the month of Ramadan we are all engaged in the reciting of Quran, and you'll find that people also compete in houses that who can finish the most khatams of the Quran in the month of Ramadan, and that is all well and good, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. But as Maulana mentioned, to keep that up also after the month of Ramadan, let it not go that after the month of Ramadan we now place those Qurans on the shelves and we don't see it until the next Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan, Mulana.
Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.